USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's delaying planned weekend federal immigration raids to see if Congress can work out a solution to the asylum and loophole problems at the southern border. In a tweet, the president says he's taking the action at the request of Democrats, adding that if no compromise with Republicans is reached, in 2 weeks the deportations will start. President Trump says the U.S. is moving forward with new sanctions on Iran after the downing of an unmanned American drone in the Persian Gulf.
We're putting additional sanctions on. They're going on slowly and in some cases actually pretty rapidly. But Iran, additional sanctions are being put on Iran.
The president speaking to reporters before leaving for Camp David on Saturday. The president also noted that he called off the planned retaliatory strike against Iran because he thought it would have caused too many casualties. That number was 150. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
The U.S. State Department has released its annual International Religious Freedom Report. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Over the years, the State Department's annual report on religious freedom has proven to be critical for the shaping of U.S. policy and priorities when dealing with other countries. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo believes because our own Constitution, the Bill of Rights, has freedom of religion as the first freedom in the First Amendment. This issue should be important to every American.
Given our own great freedoms, it's a distinctly American responsibility to stand up for faith in every nation's public square.
I'm John Clemens.
Seven motorcyclists were killed and three others were injured when they collided with a pickup truck that was going in the opposite direction on a New Hampshire highway. The crash happened on Highway 2 in Randolph, New Hampshire, and the highway remains closed as accident reconstruction experts are working to reconstruct the accident to try to figure out what happened and continue to investigate. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
In the past month, three people have been attacked by sharks in North Carolina. Shark experts believe that waters along the East Coast are warming and some shark species ranges are expanding. Florida Tech shark biologist Toby Daly Engel joins Fox News to talk about just how common shark attacks really are.
Shark attacks are actually incredibly rare in general. Mm-hmm. And in the U.S., North Carolina is about fifth in terms of states for shark attacks. So here in Florida, we're number one.
As far as protecting yourself from sharks, Daly Engel says,
the best thing to do if you're worried about sharks is just to kind of be mellow. Don't splash a whole lot. If you're worried, don't go swimming by yourself. Try to stay out of the water at, say, dusk or at nighttime when the shark's senses are really much better than ours. But in general, if you see a shark, the best thing to do is just kind of be calm. Be mellow, don't splash around a lot, and act like bait.
And regarding punching a shark in the nose, Daly Engel says,
sharks are really, really cautious, and their normal prey of fish, sometimes marine mammals like seals, sea turtles, have really dangerous spines and claws, and sharks are really long-lived. And so if their prey kind of fights back and there's a risk of the shark being hurt, mm-hmm. then that shark may back off.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.